Unit 4.
This man they call Dr. Q is one of the best up-and-coming neurosurgeons in the country. At 39, he is already director of brain tumor surgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore.
I show you the lesion right now.
Clinically brilliant, relentlessly charming.
Hi, sweetie pie.
His patients say it's almost like he was born to be a doctor.
Good to see you.
If they only knew.
My very first job was with the very same hands that do brain surgery nowadays. Back then, they pull weeds.
Just 20 years ago, this renowned neurosurgeon was about as anonymous as a human being can get in America. An illegal immigrant working the fields of California's San Joaquin Valley. Born Alfredo Quiñones Hinosa, he says as a kid he dreamed of being a doctor. But even after he jumped the U.S.-Mexico border and took up residence in this leaky old trailer, Alfredo says the moon seemed closer than medical school.
All I wanted to do is just make a little bit of money, send it back to my parents. That's it.
But he says he had this passion to learn everything.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of little steps.
Like you're picking weeds, then you got the job on the tractor.
That's correct.
And then you were a welder. I'm just trying to get it in order here. And then you went to community college somewhere there, learned English.
That's correct. Then University of California.
Got into Berkeley.
UC Berkeley.
And then from Berkeley, somehow you got great grades.
Absolutely. My life began to really take off.
Next, he got his U.S. citizenship and a Harvard Medical School scholarship. Graduated cum laude. Squeezed in time for a family, and is now at Johns Hopkins, scrubbing in those same weed-picking hands for brain surgery. It's no doubt a remarkable American success story.
Thank you.
But the fact that it all started with a fence hopping makes it a controversial one, too.
The last thing that I want is people to think that what I have done is justified. And the only thing that I can do is to try to pay back every day by every single thing I do.